The Veterans Affairs Department has broken its own records in processing disability and pension claims. The agency made its way through 1.3 million claims in fiscal 2014, and that surpassed 2013's record. One result is that VA's disability claims backlog fell to its lowest number in 4 years. Here to explain to us how they were able to do all that is Allison Hickey, the Undersecretary for Benefits at the VA. Ms. Hickey, thanks so much for joining me.
Well, thank you very much, and I appreciate the opportunity to talk about how we're improving service to our veterans, their family members, and their survivors.
So tell us about what these claims were and how you were able to get through so many of them. Was it an automated process, or did you just do the brute force and add lots of people?
So we did a lot of everything, is the way I would couch that. First of all, in 2011, when I arrived, we immediately established a transformation plan that included some people initiatives, how we're organized and trained to do the work, and we've changed that. We now do essentially what the commercial insurance and environments have done more than a decade ago, which is segment our work according to complexity of claim. The second thing, and we fundamentally changed our training program top to bottom, and now do an intense upfront immediately upon assumption of duties, a very significant training program for all of our claims processors. In addition, we've recently put physicians from our medical centers directly into our regional offices that allow us to get just-in-time medical opinions and medical information that allows us to sort of close the gap on that time back and forth as well. In addition, we did several different initiatives, over 45 from a list of more than 600, to improve our actual processes, to lean them up, to take out non-value-added work, to improve both quality and production, and then subsequently took many of those improvements and pushed them directly into our IT resources, our new Veterans Benefit Management System, where we have now in the last year uploaded more than a billion images into the system, and now have completed nearly a million claims using that system, completely electronic from end to end. We've also completely built the front end capability of that system, allowing veterans to come and their veteran service organization representatives as well to come online and file their claims online with us. So a combination of all of those different requirements, and yes, hard work and employees from VBA, 52% of which are veterans themselves, doing a lot of overtime over the last year.
And before we get to some of the details, because there's a lot of great ideas in here, did the rate of approval-disapproval, that ratio of those claims, did that change as the process got better?
Actually, in the last, if you look at the performance in our data for grants versus denials, is what you're asking, you will see that actually our grant rate has gone up over the last 5 to 10 years. And on average, it sits around the 65% level for grants versus denials. And that does not mean that denial is denial for all time. It means that if the condition worsens and or additional medical evidence is found, or the veteran goes to their private physician or to a VA physician and new medical evidence is derived, that we can't allow a new claim to come back in the system, because we can. But what you will see is about 65 to 67% of the time we are afforded the opportunity to say yes by law, and those determinants are made in law, which we look forward to doing for our veterans who have sacrificed so much. The other thing I will tell you is that we are doing more medical issues per claim than we ever have in our history. And by example, I would say a World War II veteran would come in with one or two medical issues in each claim, meaning two different parts of their body that were impacted by their time at war. Today's veteran is bringing in, on average, 16 medical conditions per claim. So there's fundamentally more work inside of every claim than there has been before. So when I say we did 1.32 million claims, I think it's important to note that that was more than 6 million medical issues inside of those claims, and that's fundamentally a near doubling increase of what we've done over the last couple of years.
We're speaking with Allison Hickey. She's the Undersecretary for Benefits at the Veterans Affairs Department. And earlier you said that you segment the claims by complexity and that that speeds things up. So how many can... I guess, is it fair to say that the simplest ones are the easiest to automate? And what percentage of the whole batch is that?
So, great question. I will say that the they are easier when they are simple and they're very you have very specific rules, and therefore it does make for automation of those kinds of claims better. One case, in fact, that I will point to that we're really looking at some algorithmic approaches to making those decisions is hearing loss. You know, the max you can achieve by law under a hearing loss claim is 10%, but basically the reason why our veterans seek it and should seek it, because there's an awful lot of noise associated with the missions that they do, is because it allows a gateway to securing hearing aids from VA on the health side of the VA, which gives the ability for very high-end and oftentimes high-cost hearing aid to our veterans to improve their quality of life and their ability to continue to engage in the world's conversations. And so those in particular, because you use a hearing loss or a hearing system, a hearing exam, which measures decibels and all kinds of other things, a very specific kind of claim that we could in the future, and we're working very hard on that and about to test that in the next year or so, actually let a machine help make that decision for us, and then we would review the decision at the end and move forward. So that's portending things to come in the near future and a way in which we're looking at those kinds of automation. I will say, though, one of the ones we have automated, and I highly encourage all of our veterans family members to consider that option, is we have built with DOD's partnership, a complete ebenefits.gov portal, which now allows you to file all your claims online, but a couple in particular allows you to file the system to do them with a rule, no human to touch them, and they're done in a day and paid in a day. By example, that would be a dependency claim. So if we have rated a medical condition for you at greater than 30%, then you are allowed by law to receive additional resources if you have dependent family members. And so when our veterans file online now, 55 to 60% of them now make it through a rules-based engine that pays them immediately upon filing. And so so that is another case of where we're using rules to make decisions. And human beings then can be applied to the more complex claims. The other thing I'll just say is when we segmented the work, we did it by one or two medical issues will go through an express lane, a little bit akin to if you're going to the grocery store and you have one or two items you want to buy and you're stacked behind someone like me that shops once a month and has got two cartloads. You prefer to try to get in and get out faster if you can, and we prefer you to because it doesn't build up a longer queue. So the one or two medical issue express lane has helped us improve our productivity by more than just 15% just by that lane alone, and then it's allowed us to put more complex claims into what we call a special operations lane, where we have our highest level journeyman experienced personnel who are used to and have done an awful lot of those type of claims and do them very well. That's also allowed us to go faster. Sure. By almost 10% as well.
And you mentioned there were 600 possible process changes. You picked 45 of the ones that made the whole process leaner and faster. Where did those come from, and did you use some kind of a consultant or a company to kind of help you go through the process step by step and see where the leanness could be brought in?
So we have used numbers of people to help facilitate discussions with us, and I won't go cite each by name because I'm likely to leave one out tonight. But I will say that we brought most of those ideas from the more than 20,000 employees that we have in VBA who are dedicated to this mission every single day. Then we brought in ideas from our veteran service organizations and their leadership and their membership. We also brought in ideas from members of Congress and their staffs. We brought in ideas from industry, heavily weighted towards industry. In fact, they had done this type of transformation more than a decade earlier. We'd also brought in a fair amount of input from the state directors of Veterans Affairs across the nation, and including, I give hats off to the state of Virginia and the state of Ohio, who both brought us in some really good ideas around electronic claims production, because many of these organizations had long ago gone into paperless IT environments and were quite literally producing paper to hand it to us, which was inefficient by all standards. So the good news on all of that is that 94% of what we do today is all done in the paperless environment. Of the about 515,000 claims we have in inventory, that's not backlog, by the way. The backlog is down to 242,000 from 611,000 18 months ago, so significant drop by almost 60% in 18 months. But of the 515,000 we have in inventory, only 36,000 of them remain in paper, and that helps us go faster. We're not shipping around cartons and cartons of paper, trying to track and losing, frankly, pieces of paper in the 5,000 tons of paper we used to touch in a single year. And by a visual for your readers, that's 10 Mount Everest stacked end-to-end and 200 Empire State Buildings stacked end-to-end that we would touch in a single year with rubber fingertips on our fingers, and now we do all in an electronic environment.
Sounds like a lot of terabytes. So you were hoping to get rid of the backlog by when?
2015 is our target. No claim older than 125 days. And those are the rating claims that we're working equally as hard on what we call non-rating claims, which are things like dependency claims, special adaptive housing, all sort of secondary opportunities for us to present resources to veterans in need after we've done a rating claim. But for our rating claims, no claim, our claims older than 125 days, well, we'll always have an exception here and there because of some unique circumstances, but largely everything under 125 days. I can tell you that right now today, we've reduced or taken more than 4.5 months or 133 days off of the wait time for our employees over last year. So we're getting there, and we're getting awfully close. I can also tell you that we've completed nearly 95% of every claim older than 9 months in the system today. So we're getting there, and we're doing it by applying lots of different opportunities for improvement, including fully developed claims, an important part of this effort moving forward, which are the 37% now of the claims we get from our veteran service organizations, which they have provided us all the data that they get, and we no longer have to go ask.
All right. Allison Hickey is the Undersecretary for Benefits at Veterans Affairs Department. I wish we had more time. Sounds like a great story, but thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you very much for the opportunity, and we look forward to continuing to serve our veterans, their families, and survivors.